98.1 KZE on the line with me today. It's Matt Andrulis-Meddy from Sharon Parks and Recreation. We are talking about the Sharon on the Green Arts and Crafts Fair this Saturday, August 5th. Matt, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I remember talking about Sharon Arts and Crafts last year. We're in year 64 now. What has changed between year 63 and 64? What's new this year?
Well, we've got a handful of new vendors. There's always a good amount of new vendors that come every year. You know, some people move on and retire and whatnot, but they seem to be replaced by young folks looking to, you know, show their wares and make a go out of it. So it's the new vendors. Craft shows are challenging these days in terms of the options people have for selling their goods. So, you know, we kind of ain't broke, don't fix it kind of thing. It's a nice event on a town green in Northwest Connecticut, so we kind of go with what it's established itself as, you know?
Yeah, I mean, 64 years strong, you're doing something right.
Yeah. The local folks, you probably have said this before, it started out as the clothesline show, which the local folks just hung up clothesline on the green and came down and hung their own personal art. And it grew from there. That's how it was for several years. Mm. And I think a women's group in town took it over and promoted it and enlarged the show. So, yeah, here we are 64 years later.
Yeah. So Sharon Green, if you're listening and you've never been there, it's truly a beautiful town green. It's there's something really special about it, don't you think?
Yeah, there's a group of folks in town that formed a committee some years ago to kind of, you know, the trees were getting old and there was some thought into, replacing the trees with, you know, appropriate trees and spacing. So anyway, a group of folks have dedicated a great amount of time, Betsy Hall being one, to, you know, keep the green in a manner in which it was, you know, established back in the day in terms of the appropriate trees and the look and so on and so forth. And yeah, it's a great spot. People come and have lunch on it all the time. It's just there's a lot of shade. They've recently finished some curbing, which kind of dresses it up nicely. And it's a great spot. Still
yeah.
A town center.
The shade, I think, is an important thing to note because, I mean, it's been an interesting summer weather-wise. We've had a good amount of rain and quite a bit of heat. And, you know, being under trees makes so much of a difference. So, do not be afraid to come out for that reason. But I think you're actually going to get a beautiful day on Saturday from what I'm seeing.
Well, just continue the week because it looks like it's great all week. It's,
yeah.
Great today, that's for sure. Great yesterday, that's really nice.
Yeah, absolutely. So, do you have any, I don't want to make you play favorites, of course, but do you have any vendors that you particularly look forward to or anything you're really excited to see come back?
Well, it's all nice. There's some woodworkers that do really nice stuff, you know. You don't see it everywhere. I mean, they kind of, this is their marketing, and it's nice. It's original. It's you know, just very attractive stuff. So there's a couple more old woodworking is one that comes to mind. And of course, the jewelers. I mean, jewelers are always well represented at craft fairs, but, we try to, it's a juried show. We try to make sure that what people are bringing is their own original work, and consequently, I think some of the stuff we have is nicer than you see at some craft fairs where people are bringing work kind of brought in from elsewhere kind of thing, you know. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, this is the craft fair lovers craft fair.
Yeah, for sure. We've over the years, and I've probably touched on this before, people who are making a living doing their arts or craft now have other options of marketing, obviously. back in the day, craft fairs were, you know, not the sole outlet necessarily, but a main outlet for people that worked at home and made their art or craft. And nowadays, so the craft fairs are really challenged because people making a living off this oftentimes don't do craft fairs anymore. Mm-hmm. They're a lot of work. If you run into some bad weather, your income is gone for the week, and so it's tricky, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, consequently, it ends up being a little more local folks. We used to get back in the day, people would come from Maine, Pennsylvania, to exhibit at our show. You know, we don't quite get the people coming from those distances anymore. So.
Yeah, but it's kind of nice to have it be so localized. You know, I'm such a proponent of shopping small and shopping local as much as you can. And it's sort of great to have, you know, this very community-oriented event promoting people who are craftspeople in your own community.
Yeah, in part of that, you know, I send out to my vendors when they register, I ask them if they want some promotional cards. The vendors, to your point, establish, I mean, a local market. I get people inquiring, is so-and-so coming to the show this year? They've purchased things for them before, and they're looking forward to them coming again. Mm. You know, so the vendors send out reminder cards to their clients in the area, if you will, and vice versa. I get people locally, you know, touching base with me through the year to get people's addresses, you know, that they bought something once from and they want to get something more. So yeah, it kind of goes in a nice little circle, but it serves both ends, you know.
Yeah. Matt Andrulis Meddy is my guest from the Sharon Parks and Recreation Department, the annual Sharon on the Green Arts and Crafts Fair. It's in its 64th year, and that is this Saturday, rain or shine, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the historic Sharontown Green. What's the refreshment situation over there? Do we have some food vendors coming as well, or just enjoy the restaurants in town?
Yeah, the restaurants in town. Actually, I just sent out an email to my vendors today. The Episcopal Church for years did a great lunch, and everyone, both patrons and vendors, took advantage of it. It was affordable, just a nice picnic lunch. And as a lot of things have, the church, you know, help has kind of gone away, and so they're unable to do that. We're about the third year of that. We've tried some food trucks. It gets a little tricky and pricey and whatnot, so the email that went out today was there's a couple local restaurants right off the green that have a heads up. I've worked out with the one deli that the vendors can place an order ahead of time, and we'll see that it gets delivered to their booth and so on. So, yeah, J.P. Giffords and Pig's Fly, just to put them out there a little bit, right in Sharon there, right near the green, and hopefully people can take advantage of that. Good food stuff.
Very cool. Yeah, it's a wonderful way to spend a Saturday afternoon in the summer. Like we said, the weather is looking beautiful. And, you know, I think we may have talked about this a little bit last year, but when I hear about an event like this, I'm like, this is an opportunity to go get holiday shopping done now. Like, I'm not saying, I'm not crazy. I don't think you're going to get it all done, but like, just go with that in mind, and you're going to be so happy with yourself come winter.
That's exactly what people do. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm telling you, the people I know, you know, local folks that I know, that's exactly what they do. They make out a little Christmas list because they know they're going to see a certain vendor there, and they do a little Christmas shopping.
Yeah, that's genius. You're never going to regret that come the holiday season.
No, for sure.
And is this a family-friendly event, a pet-friendly event?
Yeah, as usual, you know, pets. People bring their pets down. It's a nice leisurely Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon. So yeah, for sure. Just, you know, wiser heads prevail in terms of making your choice, and you know your pet, so what's appropriate. But family for sure. You know, it's again pretty casual, quiet, nice summer stroll.
So. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, Matt, thank you so much for taking the time to hop on with me. I'll let you get back to your preparations.
Okay. Thanks. Okay.